Minha carne é de carnaval, meu coração é igual. Minha carne é de carnaval, meu coração é igual. Minha carne é de carnaval, meu coração é igual. Aqueles que têm uma seta e quatro letras de amor. Por isso onde quer que eu ande, em qualquer pedaço eu faço um campo grande, um campo grande, um campo grande, ei, um campo grande, erra. Eu não marco toca,
eu viro toca, eu viro moita.
Eu não marco toca,
eu viro toca, eu viro moita.
Eu não marco toca,
eu viro toca, eu viro moita.
Mas eu não marco a toca,
eu viro toca, eu viro moita.
Minha carne é de carnaval, meu coração é igual. Minha carne é de carnaval, meu coração é igual. Minha carne é de carnaval, meu coração é igual. Aqueles que têm uma seta e quatro letras de amor. Por isso onde quer que eu ande, em qualquer pedaço eu faço um campo grande, um campo grande, um campo grande, yeah. Um campo grande, yeah.
Eu viro moita,
mas eu não marco toca.
Eu viro toca, eu viro moita.
Olha aqui, eu não marco toca.
Eu viro toca, eu viro moita.
Papai, ó, papai, ó, papai.
Eu viro toca, eu viro moita.
Categoria Pops, oi. Seta e quatro letras de amor. Por isso onde quer que eu ande, em qualquer pedaço eu faço um campo grande, um campo grande, um campo grande, é, um campo grande, erra. Eu não marco toca,
eu viro toca, eu viro moita.
Eu não marco toca,
eu viro toca, eu viro moita.
Eu não marco toca,
eu viro toca, eu viro moita.
Que eu não marco toca,
eu viro toca, eu viro moita.
Mas eu não marco toca,
eu viro toca, eu viro moita.
Minha carne é de carnaval.
All right. Novos Baínos there, Swing de Campo Grande, and what's up next here, Alex? We have a special song by a special person who's doing a lot of cool things.
Yeah, this song is called Ugly Nasty Commie Thing I Can't Say on the Radio.
Yeah, and we're going to play it, and you're not going to talk to me while we're listening because I'm going to have to bleep out the B word a couple
you
times.
You got it.
But tell me about, she's on a flotilla heading to Gaza, or going to be soon?
Yeah, so Carcy Blanton is the artist who wrote this song, and I think, first I'll just talk about the song for a second. Like, this song, to me, is this classic example. She's singing about, like, how we demonize each other, you know, where we don't know each other truly, and that's a travesty. And you know, we've been pitted against each other to the benefit of the rich and powerful.
Yeah.
And that's really the message that I think comes through in her song. But Carcy Blanton is a pretty wild and impressive person, because she is about to be on a flotilla of sailboats that is going to sail the Mediterranean. It's called the Global Samud Flotilla. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And it's going basically to Gaza to try and provide aid. And Israel has a blockade right now, so...
Yeah, and there's been other attempts at doing that.
Yes.
One with Greta Thunberg and several other, you know, famous activists and reporters on those boats, and of course each time they get abducted by the Israeli army or whatever.
Right. It's scary.
People aren't giving up, and they're keep trying. So she's part of this next flotilla. Wow, amazing. Let's play Carsey Blanton here with Ugly Nasty Commie B Word on If Music Could Talk.
In the morning when I leave my den, I moisturize with the tears of men. Stir my tea with a crucifix. I'm an ugly, nasty commie. In the evening when I'm on a rag, just rip up a couple of American flags. Take a nice hot bath in the blood of the rich. I'm an
ugly, nasty commie.
I try to think, but it hurts my brain. So I have an abortion and a fine champagne. I'm a Jezebel. I'm a wicked witch. I'm an
ugly, nasty commie.
Again, we want some fun. Castrate a man. Take away his gun. Drive a classic car into a ditch. I'm an
ugly, nasty commie.
Some fascist bootlick Nazi tool, a whiny boy with a tiny word. Don't red word. Hey, did I get it right? Did I peg you yet? Maybe we don't know who we ain't met. Maybe nobody wins but the already rich. If you're redundant, Nick and Mama commie.
That it's been since the last time it happened. It's happening again right in front of our eyes. Just updated footage, wild speculation, tall tales and hearsay and absolute lies. Being passed off as factual, but actually the us all from enjoying our evening, shoving its roots through the screens in our face. Now what would you get if you heard my opinion? Conjecturing on matters that I ain't never dreamed. In all my born days as a white boy from Hickman, based on the way that the world's been to me. It's called me belligerent, it's took me for ignorant, but it ain't never once made me scared just to be. Could you imagine just constantly worrying, kicking and fighting, begging? Shoot full of holes, cuffed and laying in the streets, till we come into town in a stark raving anger, looking for answers and armed to the teeth. 30-06s, Papa's old pistol, how many you reckon would it be for? Tucking our tails as we tried to abide. Oh, would that be the start of a long, violent history? Tucking our tails as we tried to abide.
Yo te confieso que este cariño es espeso, santo remedio con vitamina, cucharadita, limón y miel, pero así mismo la medicina se me convierte en veneno. Vuelve invierno, la primavera.
que a todo le da igual.
A mí me dan quello.
Pura amargura para mi cañaveral.
A mí me dan quello.
Y eso es lo que hace que me pone a cuestionar.
A mí me dan quello.
Que si te pierdes por la mar.
A mí me dan quello.
Ay, es mejor que olvide los motivos. El sentimiento me contamina y se entremezcla con el querer, como una rosa que tiene espina, pero que nunca se ve. Azúcar prieta para la herida, cura tu beso sobre mi piel, como remedio la campesina, hasta que vuelve otra vez. Y se hace invierno la primavera, y vivo al borde de la frontera, entre las mil maravillas y el destino. Si mi recelo te desespera, entonces dime cómo hago yo. Cuando te hace la que a todo le da igual.
A mí me dan quello.
Pura amargura para mi cañaveral.
Y a mí me dan quello.
Y eso es lo que hace que me pone a cuestionar.
A mí me dan quello.
Que si te pierdes por la mar.
That was Vicente Garcia, El Yeyo, I think, and that's from his album A La Mar. And why did you pick that song?
Well, it fits pretty well in the playlist.
It's beautiful.
For one. I can't say that I know that much about it. It actually represents this kind of lack of knowledge on my part of, you know, Spanish obviously is this language that is spoken in a lot of different ways in a lot of different countries.
Yeah, yeah. And he's Dominican, right?
Yeah, he's Dominican. And my relationship to Spanish is that, like, my mom, despite being Cuban, you know, she didn't really speak it to me or my brother growing up. And there's a lot of good reasons for that. But I've had to learn Spanish on my own, and the way that I mostly did it was living in Costa Rica, like we were talking about before.
Yeah.
But now I can more or less navigate Spanish, but there's still so much that I don't know. And I will say, songs especially, like, there are some songs that are really easy to understand the words to for me in Spanish. There are others that are really difficult. And then on top of that, you add the cultural context of different things. And so, like, El Yeyo, like, the name of this song, I tried to look this up one time. I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And I couldn't even find,
like,
an explanation.
An, like, approximate translation.
Right. It wasn't even showing up in whatever app I had used.
Yeah, yeah.
So it kind of represents this mystery to me.
Well, you and I were just talking about having the basic curiosity to learn more about cultures. And, I mean, you rightfully should have pride in your ancestry, even if you didn't grow up speaking Spanish. And it's awesome that you're exploring your heritage through music. And, you know, American music is Spanish music as well. Like, you know, country music comes from a place of mixed cultures and many different cultures. All American music is a mixture of cultures. And, so your playlist is reflecting that really well, and I'm really, really digging the stuff you're playing here. Before Vicente Garcia, we heard Tyler Childers, and that was Long Violent History. Up next, you got a Santana song. Tell me about this one.
So this is, you're calling me out in all the places where I don't have all the knowledge that I wish I had.
Well, what does migra mean?
Migra is, I mean, migration, immigration.
There you go.
So that is definitely the thrust of the thing.
Yeah.
Border patrol.
Right.
Is even more.
Okay. Right. Literal. I've seen some signs about la migra and basically, like, helping people stay alert with these thugs going around kidnapping people for their skin color and stuff that's happening right now. But know your rights. Working at a law school, I know there's places locally where you can find information about what to do if you're stopped. I'll try to find resources for that to announce later. But there's kind of like a weird war going on right now in our streets with immigrants being attacked and treated horribly. And all the more reason to get out of one's bubble, my bubble, and learn more. I've been trying to say at the beginning of every show lately, just stay involved. Go out and like join a group of volunteers and do something. You're out there playing your music. You're also, I know, you're here at a community radio station talking about things that matter to you. Thank you for everything you do for keeping people alert and the opposite of being desensitized is feeling inspired. And your music, I think, should inspire a lot of people to stay connected. So, thanks for this awesome playlist, too. So let's play Santana. You picked the song Migra for various reasons, and we'll hear that one next. That's Hozier with Jackie and Wilson, and you're listening to If Music Could Talk. I'm in here with in the studio here with Alex, aka Brookhouse, and we've been having a lot of fun just listening to the music that you picked out, Alex. Thank you so much for all of this. I got to turn your mic on.
It's good to be here.
Thanks, and thanks for putting up with my. My just all over the place questions. Conversations are not organized always, and it's just great to have you in here kicking ideas around about life and music. So
big time.
Want to let you know, first of all, if you're listening for those tickets for Niloufer Yanya, right after I, turn off the microphone, you can call again, but please wait until then because I got a few things to do. But I'll announce that number in just a sec. For Niloufer Yanya tickets, September 7th at the Broadberry. So just hold on, and I'll announce it at the end of these PSAs. So support for WIR comes from an anonymous donor in honor of Prevent a Litter Veterinary Hospital. Prevent a Litter is the first low-cost spay-neuter hospital in Virginia. The mission of Prevent a Litter Veterinary Hospital is to eliminate the killing of healthy, otherwise adoptable companion animals simply because of pet overpopulation. Since opening in April 1999, PAL, or Prevent a Litter Hospital, has performed in excess of 100,000 surgeries, preventing millions of births of unwanted animals that might otherwise be euthanized. Prevent a Litter is located at 3421 West Carey Street, or you can go to preventalitter.org or call 804-359-6369 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Thanks, Prevent a Litter, for your underwriting. And a few other little PSAs and underwriting for you here. You're listening to WRAR.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. You know, if you're like most Americans, you probably ask yourself all the time, systemic racism, is that really a thing? Well, have you ever wondered why, even though undocumented people come to the United States from all over the world, the face of undocumented people is always assumed to be Central American or South American? And why our heavy-handed immigration policies that tear lives apart and ruin families every day are focused almost entirely on the southern U.S. border and the Hispanic people of color that come across that border? Have you ever wondered why that is? Well, that's because of systemic racism. And yes, it's really a thing.
To learn more about systemic racism, visit raceforward.org and donate today to support racial justice.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour. Tune in weekday mornings 8 to 9 here on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
Wherever you call home, the sounds of wildlife connect you with a greater family of life. I'm Ed Begley, Jr., and when you see habitat being destroyed, you know that wild animals are losing their homes, the greatest threat to their survival. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust offers a humane solution, helping private landowners to protect habitat as permanent safe havens for wildlife. Your voice can speak for wildlife and their homes. Visit the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust at wildlifelandtrust.org.
And you're listening to WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Thanks for tuning in for If Music Could Talk. All right, give us a call right now at the studio, 804-649-9737, if you'd like to win two tickets to see Niloufer Yanya at the Broadberry on September 7th. That's 804-649-9737. So up next, what do we have next here?
Next, we're playing a local band, Shagwoof, with the song El Borde.
Sigas hasta ahí, llegarás a mi lado. inventado.
That was Shagwolf, and we're playing songs by songs selected by Brookhouse. Alex here, singer and songwriter and local artist, and you're blowing up, man. You're making music. You're playing shows to huge, bigger than expected crowds. Just awesome to see that. And I genuinely like your music. My our mutual Thanks. Friend Alex Dimas, who was a guest on this show sometime last year, mentioned that you were going to be playing and I should come check you out and maybe have you on the show. And I was like, I'll check him out. We'll see. And then I went and saw you at Gallery 5 and I was like, man, this guy's good. I really like your music. So
thanks so much.
Yeah, man. Yeah, music speaks for itself and you're a talented guy. So glad to have you here. And you're also a talented set list creator. So we're going to keep playing more music off of this melting pot set list that you made. Should we play Madison Cunningham next?
Let's do it.
Okay, Pin It Down by Madison Cunningham here on It's Music Talk.
I see a little clearer now.
Who was that? Who was that, Alex?
Oh, just now?
Yeah.
That was Madison Cunningham.
Pin it down. I've never heard her, believe it or not, and I'm a fan now.
Oh, she's so good.
She's awesome.
Great guitarist.
She plays guitar,
great,
too?
Great voice.
Wow, yeah. Definitely going to put that on my list. So up next, we've got about 20 minutes left. So we're going to play most of the songs, I think, that we have here. But we'll finish with your other single. We'll finish the show with that.
Sounds
more
great.
Music by you. Want to remind people out there, those tickets for Nilufer Yanya are still available. Give me a call, 804-649-9737. Up next is Nico Play with La Ciruela. La Ciruela. Thanks.
Sincero, no hay nada más en este mundo que yo quiero. Solo una mordida de la ciruela, tan dulce que rompe la desilusión de sings.
We're going to play one more song of your set list and then one song by you again, your other single. So this next one is, you want to announce it? This next one.
This is Nakamura by Hiatus Coyote and Q-Tip.
Awesome.
The sun rises, the day is a rich social quarters, bought a fertile land and a rolling lush quarters. And they really should embrace us, cause they know we got the science. But the bottom line is, they don't want the brown alliance. They rather get our secrets and they don't believe mistreat us. Take our color and our culture from the foul way they breed us. They are such a fucking leaders with no intention to free us. And if you believe in love, then imagine what the key is. The sentiment for me is simply love me.
This has been a beautiful show, Alex. Brookhouse, thank you for being here and sharing your inspiration through music, all the different styles that you played. And also, you know, good luck to you with all the awesome things you're doing with your music. Really looking forward to hearing more and seeing you play live again, which is always the best. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, it's been great to be here. This has been really fun. It's cool to see how things are received, you know, and just get to talk about whatever I want to talk about.
Yeah, that's the beauty of WRAR, Real Community Live Radio here. I got the fan blowing right at me, so that's what that sound is. Hey, one more chance if you want to win those tickets to Nila for Yanya, 804-649-9737. We want to play one more single. You've got two singles out, so why don't you introduce this one for us, please?
Sure, so this song is called Sing to Me. It just came out just over a week ago, and it's kind of about the temptation to play the villain that someone else is kind of pegging you as. Like, when we have this reactive, angry kind of feeling in a conflict, and when you bring that to something, you know, especially when it's in like when it's in a public forum,
yeah,
it can get very performative.
Right.
So I think about like performative anger as if you're on a stage, you know, and how that affects what you're going to do. And frankly, who does it help? Like, right. I don't think it helps anyone. So that's what this song is about.
And you spoke about that a little bit in that style article, and I like that you were saying, you know, sometimes a few deep breaths and maybe an hour of walking away from it, coming back to it with calmer heads will prevail, right? So
right.
In a conflict, well, that's beautiful. It's a beautiful thought, and maybe we can all live like that a little more, too. But.
And spend a little less time on the internet, because all of this is happening there a lot.
That's right. That's right. Keep it real, y'all. And let's hear this song, Sing to Me, Brookhouse, here on WIR. Thanks for being here, man.
Thanks for having me.
But I was dancing along, cause that's my favorite. is the big leagues, baby. You nourish my dark side when you make me your, make me your enemy. Like you're holding a gavel while I'm taking the stand. You may sway the room towards conviction, but not in the court of public opinion. Although I do have one confession to make, I live for this kind of entertainment, and that's why I'm on this stage singing. Sing with me. This is the big leagues, baby. You nourish my dark side when you make me.